Maybe a few hundred yards from here, maybe half a mile or three quarters of a mile.
Well, how about if you're less specific? It's not far, it's just a little...
Just a little piece from here.
Okay. And if it's a great distance, you might say it's a...
It's a long way.
Okay. Pencils are not hard to find. You can find them almost...
Anywhere.
He didn't fall backwards, he fell.
Fall.
Were you able to find any of those? No, I couldn't find...
Couldn't find any.
I couldn't find something, one. I couldn't find a...
Couldn't find a one?
Okay. Would you ever say narrow one?
I don't think I ever said narrow one.
Okay.
That's just sort of a slang word to me. Of course, it is a slang word, but I never use it.
But you don't use it. Okay.
I might say I couldn't find none, I didn't find any, or something like that.
Have you done anything wrong? No, I.
No, I haven't done anything wrong.
Okay. Someone breaks something of yours and apologizes, and you say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it anyhow.
Okay. Did he give you some of that? No, he didn't give me.
He didn't give me any.
Okay, would you ever say he didn't give me none?
I have maybe said that, but most of the time I'd say any.
Okay. He'll probably do it. He'll do it.
He'll do it anyway, probably.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like as not or apt as not?
Yeah, I have
used
it.
Which would
you use? Well, I'd say apt as not.
Okay, he'll do it apt as not.
Apt as not, he'll do it anyway, yeah.
Okay. What's the word for the trenches that are cut by a plow?
That's furrow.
When we cleared the shrubs and trees and briars from the land, we what the land?
We clean up the land.
Okay. Last year they raised a big what of wheat?
Big crop of wheat.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's growing back again.
Well, that's a recut, what I always call it.
A recut, okay, that's a new word.
Recut.
What do you call some wheat that's been tied up together?
Well, they're bundles or shocks.
Okay. What do you call, let me see now. If they're bundled up together, about how much do you put together in a bundle? Or do you put them in shocks first?
Well, that's hard to say. Now, a bundle is just, I'd say, about 4 to 6 inches in, I guess you'd say the circumference, wouldn't it be? Or diameter, which is?
Diameter straight across.
Well, circumference would be round. Uh-huh. I'd say 4 or 6 inches round would be a bundle of wheat.
Uh-huh.
But now a shock, you'd maybe put 10 or 12 bundles together to make a shock of wheat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They used to shock wheat that way back before they got these reapers and binders, you know. They'd cut it with a cradle and then they'd tie it up and shock it out in the field. And when it dried, they'd come in there. They were just one person in the county might own a wheat thresh, and he'd come around to everybody's farm. It'd take him 2-3 months maybe to do it. He'd start at our farm today and thrash ours. If he got through with ours, he'd maybe thrash 2 or 3 farmers' wheat a day, and he'd just keep going all around and around the county until he got through with everybody.
Uh-huh. And so in the meantime, it would just stay there?
It'd just stay there in the field and wait for it.
If you had 39 bushels and added one more, you'd have...
You'd have 40 bushels.
Okay. When oaks are harvested there...
Well, you cut them. You just cut them.
What about beating them?
Well, you beat them and thrash them. You have to thrash them.
Okay. Now, when you make a statement out of that, starting with the oaks and ending with thrashed, the oaks...
Well, now, we always just cut oaks similar to the way we've done wheat.
Uh-huh.
You just cut it and cut them and bomb them up and shock them and we'd thrash them with a thrash. There was different seals you used in a thrash to thrash oats than there were wheat.
Uh-huh.
You just change the seals in your thrash. You use one type seal for wheat and one type for oats.
Uh-huh.
If you want them thrashed, but if you didn't, you could feed oats without thrashing them. A lot of people did. Naturally, they had to thrash the wheat so they carried the meal and had it ground in the flour.
Uh-huh.
But now the oats, they use them for feed mostly anyway.